How's everybody doing today? Good. Well, as I said after the scrimmage, the focus this week is on improvement. I think what we're looking for is consistency in performance. You know, Charles Barkley was here last night speaking to the team, and he asked the question, what's the difference between having success and being successful? And, you know, you can have success on one play in one game, but if you're successful, you have consistency in performance over a long period of time, and you develop an identity. And, you know, that takes a lot of competitive character. You can't be complacent. It's a lot of hard work and perseverance. You can't get affected by external circumstances. Because basically, if you can't give effort, you can't play with toughness, you can't focus and be responsible to do your job, how can you ever develop and get the trust of your teammates who know what you're supposed to do? All right, but are you able to go out there and do it on a consistent basis? And do they trust that you will do your part for what you need to do? So our focus this week has been get more people to do that, get more people to play that way. Because ultimately, our ability to execute and the number of players that we have that can execute is going to determine how successful we are. It's also going to the identity of this team will be determined, you know, by what this team does, not what any other team does, not what anybody thinks this team's going to do, but what they actually do. And, you know, I've complained on many occasions about people who make predictions that, you know, there's no basis at all for, any predictions. You know, I appreciate the fact that people acknowledge the team, but at the same time, this team has a lot to prove. And until you do it, you basically haven't proved much of anything. In this next scrimmage, I think we'll try to make it a little more game-like. You know, use the press box, the coaches involved in their role, everybody making the adjustments that they have to make, whether it's substitutions on special teams or situations in the game. Try to use the players a little more like maybe they'll get used, you know, in the game. So, but we can't get any of this done in the conditions that we have here if we don't have mental toughness to sustain it. You know, one of the things that I'd like to say is, you know, I'm so proud. I didn't get to see it. All I saw was the 18th hole, but Justin Thomas, who represented this university and himself, his family. I mean, you talk about showing mental toughness and grit down the stretch to be able to perform at a high level when a high level was needed in a very difficult circumstance. He did it. And, you know, the whole football program would like to congratulate him for a significant accomplishment of being a champion and winning a major tournament. So, we don't really have any injuries to report that are new, so there's really nothing to talk about there.
Chris, where are you with the pass rush and being able to affect the quarterback? Do you like the development so far?
Well, it's not where it needs to be. You know, guys worry too much about getting sacks and not enough about affecting the quarterback. You know, I've talked about this before, but there's about 8 or 9 things that really affect the outcome of a game. And, you know, sacks don't really do that. It does affect drives, but it does not affect the outcome of the game. But I think affecting the quarterback, pushing the pocket, not letting the guy step up in the pocket and make throws down the field, is really significant to playing good pass defense and being an effective pass rush team. If you get pushed by the quarterback, we're playing with 10. If we don't push the pocket in the middle, the quarterback can step up and throw and see the field and do whatever he wants and attack the middle of the field. So, you know, there's two things, ability to rush, but also being a smart rusher in terms of how do we affect the quarterback, which we need to improve on.
Coach, because he's local and also because you had 2 running backs out on Saturday, could you update us on Brian Robinson's progress
Yeah, Brian's done a really good job. I think being here in the spring really helped him. You know, one of the goals that we had for him over the summer was to become a better receiver, and he's really improved in that regard. I think he has a better understanding of the offense. He's a big physical guy, plays hard, shows really good toughness, is hard to tackle. So we're really pleased with his progress.
Just want to ask you about the tight end position. If you think there'll be a noticeable difference there since with Brian's background as a tight ends coach and with the addition of Joe Benazio?
Well, I think, you know, we have a couple players there that have some experience, you know, really three. You know, Hale, Miller, and Irv all played some last year. I think all of them have improved. I think they've all gotten bigger. I think they've all gotten stronger, and I think they've all done really well. We have two young players. You know, we need for those guys to develop so that we have depth there. I think systematically, you know, we probably use the tight end a little better systematically. So, you know, I'm not making comparisons. I don't think, you know, look, good coaches coach good players to play well. So, you know, we got some good players there, and I think our coaches are doing a good job of helping them play them well, and that's what our expectation and goal for them is, and I'm sure that's what they're working hard to do as well.
Talk a lot about establishing identity. At what point in the preseason do you normally start to see that take hold, and what factors do you consider when you're looking at it?
Well, you know, the biggest factor is how many people can go out there and sustain in difficult circumstances and still execute and do their job, right? Because how much are you giving the other team by making mental errors, not being able to focus on the technique that you're supposed to play, not being able to do what you're supposed to do? And even though most of you all, including, you know, Miss Terry, my mom, Aunt Fran, you know, they all want to call the plays and think whoever's calling the plays are always messing it up. But basically, when the play gets messed up, it's because somebody didn't execute it right. So we didn't block it right. We didn't run the right routes. We didn't have good protection. We don't really have, like, who called that defense? We don't have any defense that we don't cover all the guys. Whether we get them covered or not, now that's another story. All right, so it all comes down to execution, people playing together, everybody being able to do their job. All right, so when I see the effort, which I haven't seen on a consistent basis, the toughness, mental and physical toughness, which I see in spots, but not all the time, and the ability for people to focus and do their jobs regardless of the circumstance. I mean, we're going to play games in weather like today. I mean, I think we'll play probably maybe three or four. I mean, how many people were at Ole Miss last year? 100 degrees and we played 100 plays. Well, you better be a full-grown man if you're going to be able to do that. All right? When right here in your head to be able to sustain and play and finish. So are we there yet? Probably not. Are we making progress? I think so. But we got to continue to work.
Michael, your channel. I was wondering what you've seen from Matt Womack, just, you know, both in the spring and in the fall, how specifically he's improved.
Well, he has improved. He's done a nice job. I think there's some competition, you know, at the tackle positions, and, you know, he's certainly involved in it. A couple of young players are, you know, making progress at that position. You know, but Matt has done really well. He's got good knowledge of what to do. He's playing a little more physical, which is, you know, one of the goals that we had for him. He's gotten to be a little better pass protector. I think he fits well with the other players in the group, but there is competition at the tackle position.
Can you tell us what you've seen from Devontae Smith too? I know in some of the videos that have been released, he's kind of made some standout plays.
Whose videos?
Just the Twitter, Twitter account.
The viewing period, catching passes, not running routes or plays.
Yeah.
And it's the one.
He's just been standing
on. It's the one y'all released, Josh. Yeah.
It's just across there from the individual.
Nothing's breaking, Coach. Just highlights of the individuals.
Well, for what we do in the individual period, I say he looks really good. He's running routes on air, right? Yeah, really good catches and routes on air. That's all you're supposed to see. So that's all I can comment on. Devontae is doing really, really well. But, you know, I would also say that, you know, several of the other freshman receivers are doing well, too. And I think they're going to make a contribution. And I think they create a lot of competition, you know, at those positions.
I just want to ask about Ronnie Harrison. How have you seen him develop his 3 years here, and how has he become a leader?
Well, Ronnie's done a really good job. I mean, Ronnie's played a lot of good football for us, and you know, I think, you know, he's had a really good camp, worked really hard, given a lot of consistent effort, setting a great example for the other players. You know, so I'm very pleased with, you know, his knowledge and experience, his leadership in the secondary. So, you know, he's done a really, really good job. So hopefully he'll continue to be able to work and be an outstanding player for us in the back end.
Two more quickly, Ryder and Alex.
You used Minka as a rusher occasionally last year. How does moving him around allow you to create different blitz looks? And also, how do you think the secondary will hold up when you do blitz this year?
I don't know. I can't answer that. I mean, you know, look, it's you know, Minka does have a lot of versatility because of the experience. He's played every position in the secondary for us. So I think his diversity allows us a lot of different things that we can do. But to me, it's getting the best combination of people around him that's going to make us the most effective group in the secondary. And I think there's competition at several positions, and I'm not sure exactly how we use all the players, you know, yet at this point in time. But, you know, Minka does it as well as anybody I ever coached in terms of how he works every day, how he finishes plays, his conditioning level, just phenomenal. I mean, phenomenal. Pays attention to detail. It's important to him. Make sure he knows what to do. You know, a lot of players that are good players, you know, I've heard them say, I'm saving it for the game. Every one of those players and all those teams that I've been on, the players say that, ain't none of them been worth a shit. All right, so he doesn't do that. I mean, he works every day to get better. And I hope we have more and more players that work like him. Because when you have players that do that, you usually have a pretty good team. And he sets a great example, and we're excited to be able to utilize him in a lot of different ways.
Last one.
Chris Miller's a guy that y'all relied on as kind of like a reliable backup the last few years. What have you seen from him kind of emerging? And it seems like he's going to be one of those pass rushing guys.
Who did you say?
Christian Miller.
Oh. I don't know. You know, you guys make all these predictions about everything, about guys that are going to be great players that have been here for 2 years, and who's going to win all the games. And I don't even know why we play. Why do we even play? Why do we even have practice? Why do we compete? Why do we coach guys? How do they need to improve? I mean, you guys got all the answers to, I mean, how guys are going to be, what they're going to do. I mean, sometimes I wonder, Why do we play? I mean, why do we even have practice? Because you guys got all these conclusions already drawn about who's what, how good they are, what they can do. I mean, so why would you ask me? I mean, that's the part that's puzzling to me. Why would you ask me? I mean, I read stuff all the time like, oh, that's nice to know. I mean, where'd that come from? And then you ask me? But Christian Miller has done a nice job. He's had a really good job. He's doing a good job. I mean, had a lot of production points in the scrimmage. So we're really happy with the progress.
Okay, thank you, Coach.
And, you know, thanks for asking.
Oh, boy.